Welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Marketing and business building expert Jim Palmer, known internationally as the Newsletter Guru, is a serial entrepreneur, author, speaker, and coach to other entrepreneurs. Jim is the host of Newsletter Guru TV, a weekly web TV show featuring Jim's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice. Check it out today at www.newsletterguru.tv. Please welcome your host of Stick Like Glue Radio, Jim Palmer.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. All good things. I am your host, Jim Palmer, and I am committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. If you want to attract more prospects to your business and build stronger relationships with existing customers, clients, and patients, and who doesn't, then you must become a user and, in fact, a raving fan of social media marketing. I know that's painful for some of you, and as hard as it is to believe, despite a mountain of proof and evidence as to the total effectiveness of social media, there are still hundreds, if not thousands, of entrepreneurs and small business owners who are still sitting on the sidelines not using social media marketing effectively to grow their business. So today, you are in for a real treat because I'm going to interview marketing expert Simon Jordan. Simon's a good friend of mine from across the pond, as they say, and Simon's going to talk to us about social media marketing, but that's in general, but specifically, I'm going to ask Simon about Facebook because that's kind of the granddaddy of them all at this point. I think you're going to get some real value out of this interview, so let's get right to it.
Simon, thank you so much for taking the time from your busy schedule to talk with us this morning.
Jim, my absolute pleasure. No, it's my absolute pleasure, friend.
My first question, get ready, this is going to be kind of a high softball okay. over the plate. So let's address kind of the naysayers out there. Is you know, some of them just say, hey, is Facebook just for teenagers and bored office workers? How do you handle that question?
I will say, well, yes, it is for bored office workers and teenagers, absolutely, but you're not going to be talking to those kind of people. It is a free tool. Get that. It is a free tool, which means you can be connecting with people around the globe. Now, coming from a traditional marketing background, I mean, I've been doing it for 24 years. I remember it wasn't that long. It wasn't that long ago. We were still using hot metal press where you used to get out the metal type and lay it all out and stamp it down. I mean, now we're just leaping ahead, leaps and bounds. You can connect with people instantly. This is the beauty of it. I mean, it's incredible. You can get referrals. You can get people's opinions. You can get feedback. You can get, if you want to find out about something. I mean, if I'm looking for, for instance, Christmas is coming up, so I'll say, you know, I want to buy a present for my 8-year-old girl. What would you recommend? I would look at what those people are telling me far more than I would an advert, you know, because you can spend a lot of money putting an advert on that, but it doesn't necessarily mean the product's great. But going back to connecting with people, you can, I mean, Jim and I were talking about radio on the radio show last week about being personal. Gone are the days where you could just simply put a website up with a nice picture of you and a, you know, nicely worded copy and expect it to really do wonders for you. Social means being social. So you can step beyond that and introduce the world and your prospective clients and customers and contacts and connections to who the real person is. Now, I'm not talking about just talking about cheese sandwiches and what you have for breakfast and, you know, the name of your dog, even though Jim and I both got dogs and we talk about it quite a bit. But it's a way of people stepping beyond that cold, hard face of corporate America and corporate Europe. People are, they're not interested in that anymore. People are being turned off. You know, we've got the issues with Wall Street. We've got the issues with you know, the finances over here. People are starting to get a little bit fed up with the big corporations. Small business is where it's at. I mean, I've always gone about, you know, the small business is the backbone of the UK. It really is. I'm sure it is for in the States as well. But it's these people who are working from their back bedrooms, from the garages, from the small offices or whatever. You can be connecting. And we buy from people we like. you know, unless you're going through the checkout, where you don't really need to build up a relationship with a person who's bleeping your potatoes or whatever. But it's sorry, potatoes, is it? Because it's potatoes. it is a fantastic medium, and again, it's a free medium for you to use, for you to share a little bit of information about you, to build the three vital elements to any sales, which is the know, like, and trust. And I've got so many contacts literally from around the globe, not just from Facebook. I know Jim's question is just about Facebook, and hopefully we'll go on to tell you about how I went from local to global in 7 months, and that was because of social media. But Facebook, it is fantastic. Does that answer your question?
No, it did wonderfully. And it is all about, you said a couple important things. It's free. It gets you around the globe. You know, I love free. I mean, you know, I spend a lot of money on SEO and pay-per-click building my business. But, you know, free is awesome. I love free. And it really, I mean, it gets you connected with anybody that's got a computer. And I will say this, referrals, you mentioned referrals. I get a lot of referrals from Facebook. People will recommend me. So people start following you, and when they're following you and checking out your posts and things like that, it is very powerful. And I think a lot of people, Simon, I don't know what you're hearing, but a lot of people think that, you know, well, I don't have 6 or 8 hours a day to be surfing Facebook. Well, neither do I, and I don't spend anywhere near that. I probably spend about an hour a day at the most on social media, but it is definitely producing results. And when I say results, let me be clear, folks, it's not just producing leads and building my list. It is bringing in revenue. So you really, really need to get engaged if you're not. I guess, you know, by the way, we're talking to people who are engaged in my program, so they're at least engaged that far. I want to encourage you, if you're a member but you're not really using it too much, you really got to get started. Simon, you know, with No Hassle Social Media, we provide our members with tons of content in the form of blog posts. We give them Facebook updates, Twitter tweets, and things like that to promote. But how else can business owners use Facebook to connect with, you know, customers, clients, and prospects? What kind of strategies do you recommend?
Right. Okay. There is a number of different ones. I'll cover just as I'll start with just two. First of all, you have groups. You have Facebook groups. What I would suggest is you search. So, for instance, you might, I don't know what kind of people are on this course of yours, Jim, but say if you are, you're a coach, you're a life coach, for instance, or you're a coach of, there are so many different varieties of coach out there, but let's just say you're a life coach, but maybe the niche is for women over 50, so a life coach for women over 50 as an example. Okay, so you've got your website set up, and, you know, you've spent a lot of money doing it. Now you need to drive traffic through to it. Well, you can't just go out there and shouting and hollering in the street, but by using Facebook, again, free, search for to see if there is a group already set up in what you're doing, so life coaching for women over 50. Join that group. Introduce yourself. Now, yes, there is that they're in competition with you, but competition is good. Embrace it. Believe me, embrace it. I mean, what Jim and I do, I imagine it's very similar, but it doesn't matter. The skills that Jim has that I don't have, and probably vice versa. People buy Jim because he's Jim, and he's a great guy. That, you know, there is plenty to go around. So join this group, introduce yourself, get talking, and start introducing, well, look, I've got a website, this is what I'm doing, and build that conversation of social means social. You can do that. The other thing you can do, so that's point one, so start looking for other groups, join them, and start conversations. You know, you can't just go in there and start selling straight away. I always imagine it's like a bar. If you go into a bar and you meet someone, if I met Jim in a bar and say, hey, Jim, come and look at my website, come and buy this, Jim would very quickly put his drink down and walk out. You need to be social, engage with people, start talking and sharing a bit about what you're doing, you know, outside of business, hobbies, that kind of stuff. That's what it's all about. Again, the key word here is social. The other thing is you can set up what's known as a fan page, or just it's a Facebook page where you can promote, almost like you're creating another website. Very simple to do. There's a guy over in the States who runs a company. It's called eCoverBox. That's eCoverBox.com. I don't know if Jim helps you guys with creating pages or not, but you can gather a list. So what it is, you give something away for free. know, people say, you know, sign up for my newsletter. That's fine, but what, you know, is there a value to it? So you might be, you might have created an ebook, you might have created an audio which you want to give away. Well, you can use your Facebook page, and you can be giving that away free. You're driving people through to that. You can be connecting with them on Facebook and say, hey, look, I've just got a great new ebook that might be of interest to you. They land on that Facebook page, and they can sign up there and then. And the great thing about that is there are a lot of people who do spend a lot of time on Facebook, and that's great. Now, they could be your prospective customers. So they can sign up for your freebie, whatever it be, might be, but the ebook or audio. And again, they're on your list. You've now got their name and email, so you can then slowly convert them, warm them up to a hot lead until they actually buy from you. So that's another way of doing it. But it is great, but it doesn't take, as Jim said, it doesn't take 8 hours a day. It really doesn't. To start off with, yes, if you haven't got a Facebook account set up, you will spend a little bit longer. It's the same with anything, you know, just to get a feel for it, to start using it, spend a bit of time. But then once you've got the hang of it, I mean, I probably nip into Facebook in the 24-hour period. Obviously, I'm not going to wait for that amount of time. Half an hour, probably. You know, I update my Facebook status from Twitter. I will, you know, I'll put a message on Twitter and I'll think, is that right for Facebook? Yep, yeah, I'll share it on Facebook as well. And that's it. And occasionally, I'll tend to dip in the morning to see what people have made overnight, or, you know, what comments people have made, and then I'll probably do it again in the evening. But that's about it. So.
All right, we're going to take a quick pause here for a very brief timeout, but on the other side of this short break, Simon is going to share with us exactly how to really connect, to really make a strong connection with people, and specifically we're talking about your customers, clients, patients, and prospects. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
There are two types of small business owners. Those who are already profiting from the power of social media, building stronger, more powerful relationships with their customers and prospects, and those who are still sitting on the sidelines, wondering if it will work for them too. If you're still sitting on the sidelines, then No Hassle Social Media is for you. Finally, there's a fast and easy done-for-you way to use social media marketing to connect with more customers and prospects, accelerating the know, like, and trust factor, all with no experience necessary. No Hassle Social Media not only shows you exactly what to do, it provides you with a ton of great content that you can use to promote your business and build stronger relationships with clients and potential clients. You get blog posts, Twitter tweets, Facebook posts, LinkedIn updates, and even video scripts. Get started profiting from social media today at www.nohasslesocialmedia.com. That's www.nohasslesocialmedia.com.
And we are back, so let's get right back into our interview with marketing expert Simon Jordan.
The other thing is there is no one thing that you can do. So you heard Simon talk about Twitter and putting some on Facebook, and I know there's LinkedIn. So there's a lot of different things. And so one of the questions that I get asked with really too much frequency, but it's, what's the one thing I should do? Well, there isn't one thing you should do. You got to do a little bit of everything, you know. So a good social media strategy, I really think, is about an hour a day. And with that, like Simon said, you can jump in and maybe in the morning and check out in the afternoon or evening, throw a few Twitter tweets. And there is technology like Hootsuite and things like networking your blog, so things will automatically post. So you can use technology to your advantage. But you want to have kind of a broader-based mindset about it. So there is no one thing you should do. I want to share real quick. Well, you know, I'll save this for last. Simon, I want to ask you about an episode because I really love your TV show. You did an episode called Show Me the Love and Then I'll Buy. Talk about that a little bit.
Right. Well, this one has been—it's been phenomenal. I was checking the stats last week. I don't know if I mentioned it to you, but it's had over 1,700 retweets. And what it was I was starting to get a bit fed up on Twitter and Facebook and social media in general of people. You know, they'll send me a thing on Twitter saying, you know, check out our website and come and buy. I don't know you. Again, that's me talking about the bar scenario of meeting someone in there and say, hey, buy. No. Get to know me first and let me get to know you. You know, we buy from people we like. So what I did on this particular episode was I stepped away from the studio, I took my camera out, and I was driving the car, and I said, this episode is all about the other side of me, the outside of the business life where I'm giving marketing hints and tips. And you met a friend of mine, you met my dog, a number of different things. It was quite some time ago now, but it was an absolute hit. It's had great feedback from it, a lot of comments on it. But it was, I think it got people talking about it, and they were interested because it was, I was just showing that you know, be personal, be social. Don't try and sell all the time. Build those connections up with people. You know, share some information about you. I mean, I sent out an email to my list last week, and I said, because it was literally from the show that I interviewed Jim for, and it was about being personal. So I said, hi, I mentioned Jim, and I said, my emails now are going to be changing. They're going to be a bit more personal. And I started talking about my dog and the fact that we'd gone for a walk and whatever, and she'd put mud everywhere in the house, and the feedback was great. Now, isn't that fantastic? If you look at that, you've sent out an email, and you're getting people replying to you with comments. And it's such a, you know, and saying, I laugh so hard, or, you know, my dog's done that as well. You are building connections. And I'll tell you a story. Many years ago, I was a creative director of a design company. It was my design company run with two of the partners. And we were pitching for a very big DIY store in the UK called B&Q. And they came in, the head buyer. We were going to be doing some repackaging for them. We were going to redo their garden range. They came in, did the pitch, and we were probably one of a number of different agencies pitching for this account. And the lady, Jenny, we finished the pitch, and yes, all seemed to go well. Now, we walked out into the main studio. It was a very trendy studio. We had a big fish tank on there, and I happened to like keeping fish at that time, and I was even into breeding them. It was a strange time in my life. But anyway, we started talking about fish, and Jenny, who's, you know, high-powered business lady, the head buyer, she had an interest in fish. And I kid you not, we spent 45 minutes, which wasn't, and probably was even longer than we actually took for the pitch, talking about fish. Now, I am convinced that it was because of that conversation, that it was outside of work, we built up a relationship. It was around fish, for heaven's sake. I mean, crazy subject. But we built that connection up. And we won the account, and it was very successful. We made a lot of money out of it. So what I'm saying to you guys is, you're connecting with people. Instead of talking about business, because yes, business is great, and I'm passionate about it, but it's also quite boring. And, you know, if your business was 24 hours a day, it was your family, everything, you'd want to take a long jump off a short pier, wouldn't you? You know, what is it outside of your business? And I've gone to so many networking groups over the years, and I got to the stage where people would sit to me and say, hey, tell me about your business. I'd say, no, I'm not going to talk to you about business. I want to know about what you do outside of business. I don't want to know about your business. I don't want to know anything about it. Do you play golf? Do you like gardening? Do you like cooking? Tell me about it. And you can see that suddenly that enthusiasm, their eyes light up because they're talking about something that, wow, it's different from business. And you engage with them, and you strike up a conversation, you're laughing and joking, and you're building relationships. Now, you've got that relationship, almost a friendship. You're going to want to do business with that person. So it's so important to do that. And that particular show I was talking about, which came back to Jim's original question, that's what I was talking about. And it just worked well, and people could see, yes, this is what they need to be doing. And, you know, the rest is history. So,
Simon, do you have any friending strategies?
Just hunt them down until they they say yes. No. I tend to connect. I mean, I don't. On my Facebook account now, I mean, I'm coming up to probably about 4,000 friends now, I suppose. I call them connections. They're friends. There's probably only about 100 people that I really genuinely know on there. But there is a good way of doing something. For instance, I got a radio show I did with Carrie Wilkerson, a joint friend of ours. And this is a good way. It's a bit of a sneaky way, but it's a good way. Well, I wouldn't really say it's a sneaky way. But if you want to be seen by their crowd, for instance, when the interview goes up about Jim that we did last week, I will post it on Facebook and I will tag, watch them with tag. I'm not going into specifics at the moment. But you, as I did with Carrie, I posted it on my Facebook page and I said, great interview with Carrie Wilkerson. And as you start typing their name, if you are already connected with them, their name then pops up. So you put the full name in there, and that then links them or tags them, as Facebook called it. So when you click submit, you submit your post, your message, or whatever, because it's got their name, it also appears on their page. So people can see that you're talking about that person and their friends, Carrie's friends. I mean, a lot of them already know me anyway because I was speaking with her over in the States earlier this year. Will then say, wow, what's that about? And they'll see who that person is who's posted that message on Carrie's page or Jim's page or whoever. And they'll probably want to come and find out who you are. They want a connection as well. It's almost like, again, going back to this bar sign, I really see that as, you know, I'm talking to Jim. Jim's friends who don't know me but see me talking to Jim, they think, oh, I want to be part of that conversation. And they come in as well. Who's this guy Simon? They start talking to me. And then, you know, my people who don't know that person then want to know. And it spreads. It is like a net. You know, we say the World Wide Web. It is like a web. And you never know who you're going to connect with. And I just constantly fascinates me. And I feel humbled and privileged by the connections I've made. The fact that I've met you, you know, and we've interviewed you, it's fantastic. It really is. The people you can meet, the connections that you can build, and the income you can get from it as well. It really is. Don't have the attitude of going out there and raping and pillaging like the Vikings. You've got to go out and slowly, slowly build the connections. It can happen very quickly, but don't presume that it will happen quickly. It's all about a slow burn. It's just, you know, just build relationships and people and start the ball rolling and just keep it going. And you never know when things happen. And when they do, it is fantastic.
Simon, thanks again, buddy. And
my pleasure. Absolute pleasure.
All right, I hope you enjoyed this special interview and episode of Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. I learned a lot from Simon. I've got pages of notes. I hope you do, too. Until next episode, I am your host, Jim Palmer, and I am committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. Watch for another exciting episode of Stick Like Glue Radio next week. And until then, folks, go out and do something nice for someone. All right. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Stick Like Glue Radio features Jim Palmer's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice for action-oriented entrepreneurs. To make sure you don't miss a single profit-boosting show, subscribe to this podcast at www.getjimpalmer.com. If you know other entrepreneurs looking for the fastest way to higher profits in their business, please tell them about the Stick Like Glue Radio podcast. Now go and implement what you've learned and boost your profits. See you next week for more Stick Like Glue Radio.